Welcome to Testimonies, a program where people who share similar life experiences and challenges come together to talk about them. Today's program focuses on a problem that got a lot of attention last summer. That's when a young Indigenous woman went to visit a neighbor in her building and then mysteriously vanished. Her name was Savannah LaFontaine Graywind. She was 8 months pregnant when she disappeared. My three guests have an intimate connection to the problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, both through their work and in their personal lives.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Snyder, and I'm an enrolled member of the MHA Nation that's located on the Fort Berthold Reservation here in North Dakota. I'm also a mother to an amazing seven-year-old human being who I'm raising to be an empowered, intelligent, Indigenous woman.
Don?
Hello, my name is Dr. Donald Warren. I'm a member of the Oglala Lakota tribe from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. I'm a family physician and also have training in public health, and I serve as the chair of the Department of Public Health at North Dakota State University.
Whitney?
My name is Whitney Fear. I'm also a member of the Oglala Lakota Nation, the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. I'm a mom of twins. I'm a nurse, a graduate student, and I currently work with the homeless community in Fargo.
All right, so let's take a moment to go over the ground rules for the program. I'm going to say a word or phrase connected to the problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. You'll each have some time to jot down your thoughts. Then each of you will share what comes to mind from your own knowledge and experience. So, to get started, the first phrase I want you to think about is how each of you personally relate to the problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. So, Chelsea, do you want to go first and tell us what you have to say?
I relate to the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls because I am an Indigenous woman, because I am raising an Indigenous woman, because this is an issue that does not get talked about openly and honestly. And I'm also involved because I understand the jurisdictional issues between local, state, federal, and tribal agencies that create a lack of sharing and a lack of knowledge just because of my prior work. But the main reason I'm involved with the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women is because I am one, my daughter is one, and our people throughout the United States deserve better.
Okay, thanks. Don, do you want to go next?
Sure. When I think about our traditional roles as men, certainly in Lakota, but many other tribes, our role is to be a protector, not a perpetrator. And unfortunately, when we do see violence against women, when we see human trafficking, it's usually the men who are the perpetrators of this type of violence. So for me personally, just thinking about how I was raised in a family with very traditional Lakota people who understand the traditional roles of men in the family and how we are supposed to be protecting our families, protecting our children, protecting our women. When I see what happens in our communities, it's heartbreaking because it's really against our cultural belief systems. It's against our traditional belief systems.
Whitney?
Well, I have it's kind of the same point of view as Chelsea. I'm a woman and I have a daughter. I have nieces. You know, the collectivism that is the tribal way of thinking is that all women and girls are my relatives. They're life bringers. They're sacred. They're my sisters. They're my mothers, grandmothers. So for us, we take it as seriously as if our own daughter was missing or our own sister was missing, because there's no separation of that like there is an individualistic society, which is kind of mainstream America.